Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is July 31st, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Contrastive machine learning to quantify hypertensive multi-organ damage and identify new disease phenotypes, a multinational multimodal study. This study developed a novel machine learning approach that precisely quantifies hypertension-associated multi-organ damage. The approach effectively maps disease progression from health to advanced stages in a pseudo-temporal manner. It also predicts organ-specific disease progression trajectories, allowing for earlier identification of subclinical damage. The research provides a robust tool for assessing and tracking the complex impact of hypertension on multiple organ systems. Article number 2. CD40-TRAF2/3/5 signaling promotes cardiac repair by mediating macrophage efferocytosis after myocardial infarction. This study demonstrated that CD40-TRAF2/3/5 signaling actively promotes cardiac repair following a myocardial infarction. The mechanism of action involves mediating macrophage efferocytosis, which is the clearance of dead cells. Efficient efferocytosis was found to rescue neighboring viable cardiomyocytes, drive the phenotypic transition of reparative macrophages, and facilitate the resolution of inflammation. These findings highlight a critical pathway for tissue remodeling and recovery post-injury. Article number 3. Targeting E3 ubiquitin ligase, HRD1, prevents myocardial ischemia reperfusion injury through enhancing ALDH2 enzymatic activity. This research demonstrated that targeting the E3 ubiquitin ligase, HRD1, effectively prevents myocardial ischemia reperfusion injury. This protective effect was achieved by enhancing the enzymatic activity of aldehyde dehydrogenase 2, ALDH2. Global ubiquitinome profiling identified HRD1 as a key player in the complex pathological mechanism of myocardial ischemia reperfusion injury. The study revealed a novel therapeutic strategy for mitigating damage in this challenging clinical scenario. Article number 4. Plasma infrared molecular fingerprinting stratifies residual risk in coronary artery disease and reflects clonal hematopoiesis-associated biology. Plasma infrared molecular fingerprinting, IMF, effectively stratifies residual cardiovascular risk in patients with coronary artery disease. This spectroscopy-based assay was found to accurately reflect clonal hematopoiesis of indeterminate potential-associated biology. The discovery cohort of 1,341 patients with angiographically documented coronary artery disease demonstrated 1MF. As a sequencing-free tool for residual risk stratification, this method provides a novel, less invasive approach to identify high-risk patients. Article number 5. Microaxial flow pump versus veno-arterial extracorporeal membrane oxygenation for high-risk percutaneous coronary interventions, a randomized trial. This randomized trial established a direct comparison between a microaxial flow pump and veno-arterial extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, VAECMO, for mechanical circulatory support. The study specifically addressed high-risk percutaneous coronary interventions in patients with severely reduced left ventricular ejection fraction of 35% or less. It investigated optimal prophylactic mechanical circulatory support strategies for individuals with complex three-vessel disease, unprotected left main coronary disease, or a last patent conduit. This research provides a crucial head-to-head evaluation in a vulnerable patient population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.